Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you only follow the regular media, you are almost certainly unaware of how much the value of the U.S. dollar has declined since the Federal Reserve Bank of New York started to inject a total thus far of around $700 billion of liquidity into its primary trading partner banks 2 months ago. In fact, are you even aware how aggressively the Fed is now propping up the banking system, an action not taken since the Great Recession? Global financial markets have already responded to this indicator that the U.S. dollar was overvalued. From October 1st through Tuesday last week, the value of the U.S. dollar has fallen 2 to more than 5% against 13 of the 28 foreign currencies I track. Among those where the dollar has been this week are the British pound, China yuan, Russia ruble, Brazil real, Mexico peso, Australia dollar, South Korea won, South Africa rand, Taiwan dollar, and New Zealand dollar. The U.S. dollar was also down to a lesser degree against the euro, India rupee, Canada dollar, Swiss franc, Singapore dollar, Indonesia rupiah, and others. Out of all 28 currencies, the U.S. dollar was only up against 4. The largest gains were against the Argentina peso and Chile peso, two nations currently suffering major political and economic turmoil. The dollar was also up against the Japan yen, a currency which has been extremely strong against America's currency thus far this year, and a slight amount against the Israel shekel. I note, however, that year to date, the dollar is down almost 7% against the shekel. Another sign of weakness in the U.S. dollar is a strong increase in the interest rate paid by the U.S. Treasury to issue debt. From the beginning of October to Tuesday last week, the interest rate on 10-year Treasury debt increased almost 13%. Obviously, foreign governments and investors are paying close attention to the Fed's signal of a major liquidity crisis in the U.S. banking system. Wouldn't you prefer that the regular American media could also share this information with you so that you don't have to find out from me? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.